Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is our Saturday night program on VBS, and the date today is the 2nd of May, so May 2nd, 2015. And I'm going to first clear away maybe situations that you could have had during the week or even today. So here we go. Think of an emotional situation or some type of trauma. Normally, it's always emotional, just a different name on it, you know, trauma, anxiety, fear or something. But here we go. And the reason why we have those extra clearings besides the emotional one is sometimes the energetic bodies that you're dealing with get overloaded from the emotional one and has to go into, like, your fear or anxiety or trauma bodies or things like that. That's why there's different bodies there. But normally, if you do the clearings, the emotional one is the one that gets rid of most of that stuff, unless you had it maybe overwhelmed and trashed, you know, maybe when you're younger, at a younger age, and you've been using the other bodies now to help yourself out. And you could be having those activated and also stuff full, you know, for 30 years. So that's why we have the additional ones. But the emotional one is the one that you start off with first. That normally gets rid of most of your stuff. So here we go. Think of what you're dealing with, what you haven't really wanted to deal with. So here we go. So releasing that energy, think of something. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And to bring everybody into the present moment here, we're going to do like the Be Here Now clearing. So first, use your finger and just see where you are. If you're brand new, then put your index finger, kind of have your body move it in front of you, in front of your nose, about a foot away or so, and just see where it stops. Just, you know, automatic thing, and just say, body, just stop my finger to where I am now. And if it's not directly in front of you, if it's to the right, you're in the future. And if you're in the left, you're in the past. So you want to be in the present moment. So when you're not in the present moment, you're off on alien timelines. Another way of stating that, you're abducted. You're probably not here. So you want to get here to be here now. So we have the Be Here Now clearing. So that's why it's the simple words, be here now means that you're not somewhere else. So let's bring you back in case you're somewhere else. So here we go. One, and what I'll say is you could be listening to this program in the future or in the past on timelines, and you're going to be getting it from the now, but you're going to be somewhere else listening to it. It's like when they drop cars in next to you or people behind you or in front of you, all of a sudden they weren't there and they're there now. You can still be out there listening to the BBS program in the future or the past, what we're talking about right now, but you're not here. You're not on planet Earth. So you want to be on planet Earth that the source energy created. Otherwise, it's the darkness energy, the light of the darkness. Hopefully that'll help everybody kind of understand what we're talking about. So here we go. I'm going to bring you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to clear tomorrow and today's dates. So this is also on the natal chart clearing if you wanted to do that. And this month is kind of heavy for some people because we have Memorial Day and we have Mother's Day and maybe some other things going on this month too. But basically, you know, it could be very heavy for some people. So here we go. Let's release the energy from Saturday and tomorrow, which is Sunday. So here we go. If you have anything lurking, we'll see if we can get rid of it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to do a mental clearing for all of you. That way you can actually maybe hear the program a little easier. And we'll take away the energies that are preventing you from hearing what we're talking about. That's the way the dark side works. They'll have you listen, but it won't really connect the dots for you. So let's do a mental clearing. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you want to go deeper, you know, we have that free clearing also, which is the 2,000-year barcode clearing. So you want to get that one off of you so that you can also be here easier. So activate the light beams. So we'll do three light beams here. And I'm going to bring in male energies for each one. And each one will have three male light beams. So first light beam that you have on your monitor screen, here comes the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And number two light beam, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And number three light beam, and I'll count again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and tonight we'll be going to the light ship. And since we're on the first part of the month, so we'll go there, and if I don't forget you, we'll have our birthday party today. So go to the food court. So maybe you can remind me, Kathy. So we'll see if you're out there. So turn it over to you, Kathy.
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Today is Saturday, May 2nd, 2015. We're on BBS Radio, Station 2, with Creation Lightship Healing. Ron Amatron is our host. And as you just heard Ron say, tonight, Saturday night, we call it Saturday Night Live because towards the end of the program, Ron takes us to a special place for healing, the Creation Lightship. And he's our ambassador to the Creation Lightship, and we go with him live during the program for healings. And yes, Ron, I'll remind you of the birthday party because this is the beginning of the month of May. And so those of you who are celebrating a birthday this month, an earthly birthday, Ron will have a special celebration on the Creation Lightship. And so if you would like to also submit your requests for healing areas, please do send it to the feedback form, Fast Chat, and you can write it in there, send it anonymously, and it will reach the co-host. I'll be watching for them. You can also send your questions and comments for Ron on the feedback form, as well as to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's the email address for the radio program only. Other emails go directly to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. Your more personal topics, please send them directly to Ron. And now how to get to the feedback form. I'm saying this for the benefit of some new listeners. You will need to go to creationlightship.com. It's probably the easiest way. And up on the top, it will be the homepage will be lit up, and it will say, we are live right now on BBS Radio. Click here. And for the chat, click here. So you can click on either one and get the radio program and the feedback form. If you go to BBS Radio, the feedback form is on the left side of bbsradio.com. And you can click on that. It's a little box on the left, far left side of BBS Radio. That will take you to the form. And then in the form, you can quickly type in your topic and send it, and we'll get it right away. And I'll be watching for those, and at the first opportunity, we'll read them to Ron. And so, Ron, speaking of the feedback form, you got a few comments last night after Friday's program. And I know you had kind of wanted to finish up on some of the topics that had kind of come up. It's always a potpourri on these radio programs, so we kind of jump around a little, and that's just how it is. And then in between that time, Ron does healings. So I'm saying this for the newbies because some of the comments that came in were from newbies, and they're trying to understand how this works because we don't have like a regular format. We're really off the cuff, right, Ron? We're in the moment.
Yep, that's true.
So we try to keep up with each other and you, and I promise that topics that we can't get to, if they're readable, we'll save for the next program. And sometimes the moment has passed and we just can't get to it. So we do the best we can with reading your topics and your comments and, of course, your questions. But if you really want to get a question in, it's not a bad idea to send it in ahead of the program as well. And that's just a little how-to to really, you know, little tips on how to get your questions in to Ron, especially if you want to ask about the online healings he does, because those can get a little technical. And so we're always happy to help. And Ron's really great at solving people's dilemmas and helping with the healing process. So now, Ron, maybe I could get to some of the topics that were carried over from last night into tonight. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Tell the ball.
Great. Okay. Now, the question came up about some healings you recommended, and you called it the IQ clearing, and it's actually called the IQ cording. So that's easy to, you know, get mixed up. But if someone wanted to check into it, they're asking, what's it called? Well, it's called the IQ cording. And Ron was going to give a little bit more information about what that means, because it's not talked about very much. And he also mentioned another one, the educational clearing. So, Ron, over to you for those explanations.
Okay, the IQ cording clearing is for people that may want to connect to you energetically because you may have a high IQ in a certain maybe area. Or maybe you're, maybe the top, 1% of your high school class or something, and, you could be going to different places for vacations, during the summertime as people like to connect with you. I can't get too much detail on that, but you can all read between the lines there of what can happen, how you don't know when you're not here, and how, mind programs from the aliens can be switched off and on, just like you have when you're not here and you're living in a darkness energy on a clone planet, but you really think you're on Earth, but you're not, because you don't know the difference. So that's what that clearing is for, is to release energies that are still connected to you, typically from maybe your college days going back in time through the maybe, it could be the education system that we have here, and it can also be people that see you and go, wow, you're really smart, we're going to hook you up, to something, and you may not even know what it is. So that clearing is for that. The other one is the education clearing, and that's kind of completely different. That's when you believe somebody's story that they're telling you, and you believe that what they're telling you is correct. And so you became educated with disinformation. And so you're believing a lie because it was told to you. And all of a sudden you wonder, gee, this isn't working for me. It doesn't make sense. You don't always understand that, but that clearing can help to restart you over again with a brand new belief system. So that's kind of what it does. So if you were taught something that was wrong or doesn't go along with your belief system today, but you still are hounded by something thinking that you're doing something wrong. I could probably say this and people would understand this. For the church lovers out there, or ex-church lovers, you get told that, if you say one of those, God words, and in vain or something, whatever, and you swear with the name of Jesus or God, the first time you do it, you kind of like put your head like in a turtle shell, and you look around, God, where's that thunderbolt going to be? Is it going to strike me dead, And then you find out that it doesn't happen. And you go, that's interesting. So now I'm out of that fear. And maybe it may not be appropriate to say, when I'm going to Sunday school or something, But you start realizing that, maybe, what I was taught wasn't exactly right. So what it does, it kind of resets you. So you can be open to new information. That's what it's for. So does that make sense completely to you with these two things? Kathy?
Well, I did the education clearing, and I know I feel, I believe I'm more open, but I'm also wondering if it works for the structures we were taught. Like you just mentioned Sunday school, and we were taught and programmed those structures. On Monday, we do this. On Tuesday, we do that. At noon, we do this. On Sunday, we go to church. And that's sort of like, in a way, it's like being taught that. Will the education clearing help us to dissolve some of that structured thinking?
Yeah, it will. And then, one of the religious organizations, the Saint Germain one that people talk about a lot, because we sell some cards, photographs of Saint Germain, the I Am Church. They're wearing different clothing each day, and they do the decrees and everything else. So that's another thing. So if you're, belong to that organization, and you don't want to wear a certain color of clothes, you think that is wrong, maybe Saint Germain will judge you or something, because you're not wearing the proper clothes for that day, and now you're completely worried about it. Well, that's what that's for, to get rid of the mindset, from information that you want to get rid of. So, some things can really terrorize you, So you want to get back so that you're at peace with your whole life and realize that the light doesn't judge you, but what people teach you in your education process of, living on Earth here. I'm not talking just about schooling, but everything else. You realize that, I need to reboot. I need to, clear my hard drive so I can have a better life, We talked about people maybe being allergic to a $20 bill one time on one of the programs. And so you need to be, rebooted and reconnected so that you can accept the $20 bill. You don't know what your program, or what your ancestors have programmed you with. So that education clearing can help even go deeper, I think, than what it sounds like.
When you say deeper, do you mean like belief systems?
Yeah, get deeper on a belief system, because you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know how you're being held back in a consciousness that the aliens want you to be in. Remember, you have we have that clearing up, which is the nano clearing. It has a kind of a long name to it, but we put that up in 2012. And that was put up because people have the little nanobots inside of you moving around, and we can just call them like seeds in a sense. And then they get activated, and now they're sprouting because of the atmosphere that the aliens are transmitting. So you can have something inside of you that's dormant, and they can turn it on, and all of a sudden you wonder why your nose is running one day and why your eyes are watering. There's no reason, now we have pollen out a lot, but aside from that, they can do things to you energetically that they put in place for a long time, maybe 500,000 years ago, and they put that into the human genetics. So that's where we have the nano clearing up, in case you're wondering. So the education clearing is kind of, I won't say similar, but it can release you from belief systems that you may not know how deep it goes, okay? And even like superstitions. I remember when I was growing up, one of the sayings was something like, don't step on a crack because you break your brother's back or something like that. And, mm-hmm. Where'd that come from,
Mm-hmm.
And so you have these things that are in you from your past, storylines or rhymes or something that you may not even know about, and that's running your life subconsciously. So the education clearing can help you kind of get rebooted so that you're able to have more peace. So all these clearings give you peace. There's different ways to look at it, but once you've cleared out of the dogma and the energies of whatever is going on, then you have peace. So I'll do a clearing here. So I thought I'd do three, or actually four. I'll do grade, third grade, sixth grade, ninth grade, and 12th grade in high school, we'll call it, or school. So we're going to do education clearing first, then I'll do the IQ cording clearing. So what we're going to do is release an energy maybe that's bothering you that you probably know nothing about. So we need to think of something here. Do you have any idea Kathy, what we can do?
Well, I've always had this issue about one gender feeling more superior over another.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's do that one. That's good. So here we go. So third grade, we'll release that energy, unless you have your own little situation going on. But I want to do the same one for each grade. So here we go. Third grade. So releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And sixth grade. And this we're doing the education clearing. One, two, three, four, and five. And ninth grade. One, two, three, four, and five. And 12th grade. One, two, three, four, and five. And just want to take a note there and just see how you're feeling. You should be feeling, if it's affecting you a lot, whatever that issue would be, you should start to feel your shoulders dropping, and it should be more at ease. So let's do the other clearing here for the same issue. This is the IQ cording clearing. So here we go, releasing that for the third grade. One, two, three, four, and five. And sixth grade. One, two, three, four, and five. And ninth grade. One, two, three, four, and five. And 12th grade. One, two, three, four, and five. So I want to do something else here on the education clearing. There's probably people listening out there who went past the 12th grade, and maybe they went, you know, through the four-year system or six-year system of college or whatever you have done, and you got out of college, and all you could find was a job for flipping burgers. So now you feel like you've been betrayed, and you got your student loan for going to college, and somehow what you trained for is worthless now. So if you have that, we'll do a clearing for that on the education part. And I guess betrayal would be that, or, you know, maybe
regret.
Maybe somebody pushed you into getting a PhD in underwater basket weaving or something, and now there's no jobs. So anyway, here we go. Whatever your issue is, or maybe you hate your job because you did all the schooling and you just really hate it. So here we go. Releasing that from you from the last, maybe the day you graduated, as you got awakened, that you couldn't get a job. So here we go. One, two, three, four, whoa, that's heavy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do the IQ cording for that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So see what happens here. We have any questions out there, you think, coming in, Kathy?
Yes, there's questions coming in, and I want to acknowledge the person who sent in the question to Ron to clarify more about the IQ cording, because it's pretty interesting, and I feel like it's a heavy kind of a cording. It's a whole life cording, a whole life clearing, and that means if you purchase it, it will cost $5 times your age. And then if you want to get the unlimited, which means you can run it beyond your number of years, you can run it in the future, it's an additional $50. So Ron just did some sample clearings of four parts of our childhood plus beyond high school. And I don't know about anyone else, but my face is really flushed and hot. My neck is burning. So I feel like I have not done that clearing. So I feel like that's got some heavy issues. Maybe other people might have felt the same, or felt heat somewhere, or maybe they felt that it was heavy going through them when Ron did those clearings for IQ courting and the education clearing, educational clearing. So this is an example.
And it can go into, alien abduction stuff too, where they're tapping into you because you have a certain intelligence and they may want to use you and control you with that also. So the clearing does more than what it seems to do. Go ahead.
They were wondering, they feel a little fear of letting go of their belief systems, or they're just wondering, how this is going to affect them, really, I just want to say the energies are subtle. I mean, none of the creation lightship energies do a big kapow, they're very subtle, gentle, you hardly know they're there. I'm talking about the online clearings, you can feel it later, maybe more, or see the results of it more. So, Ron, there is a little bit of a fear factor being expressed here about releasing their educational system and their beliefs. So where's that going to leave them?
You're not going to lose all of your knowledge. What you're going to be losing is a way you can change and get out of your box. So it's not as if, you do the clearing and then you say, gee, I don't know how to live life here on this planet. I'm going to go out on the freeway and crawl around and play like I want to go to sleep there and get run over by a truck or something, So it doesn't take all that energy away from you that you have learned, but it allows you to have peace with everything that you know. And then you can choose to recreate your life. So that's what the clearings do. It brings peace into you, and you still have the past knowledge. And it's up to you if you wish to go into it again, because it's still there. So it just gives you peace, but you have that the intellect will say of what to do, what not to do. What if somebody told you that, like I mentioned, don't step on a crack, you're going to break your mother's back or something, and you have that belief system. And then what do you do when you step on a crack? And then, you're going to call your mother and say, Mother, I'm sorry, I broke your back because of this old myth that I have here, superstition. And honestly, that could actually be true if you believe that. That's a very powerful, it's a psychic attack. And so it takes you out of the realm of not knowing what you don't know, and allows you to start over again. So that all you have is peace. So that's what you're looking for, is peace, unless you want to stay on the alien, conveyor belt of emotions and duality. Then if you want to stay there, then, by all means, don't do any clearings, because you're not going to ever find peace. And if you want to stay in there, that's your choice. If you want to have, a bad life of going up and down, back and forth, So what we give you is peace. And that's the only way you get peace is to do the clearings. Otherwise, you're trying to find a mental peace, like in meditation and stuff. And you can't do peace unless you command your spirit to help you, because you're in a whole different mindset. And you are in a mindset because you're in the mindset of the aliens. You want to get into source energy in the now. That's the difference. So one way you're running timelines, the other one you're in the now. There's no timelines that are there to cause you duality, just in the present moment. So back to you.
Part of the fear factor could also be that you may feel like you are now different, and will anyone notice, and will you be rejected or judged? And so I just want to explain that these online healings and the ones Ron does live are very personal and private, and no one can detect them. All they can really see when you've done a lot of them is that you're a lot more centered, maybe peaceful, like Ron said, you're more balanced, things, certain things don't trip you up or bother you. You've got a whole new attitude, kind of like a whole new way of looking at life, and you just kind of change in subtle, small ways. And it's not that maybe peace might be a little frightening to you because most people don't know what it is. And but over time, when you feel peaceful, I know for myself, and I've heard many people say testimony over this radio program and on Ron's Q&A calls that he has on his website that you can listen to and on the archives. After a while, people are looking for ways to do more clearing so they can feel peaceful in certain other things that pop up. So it's definitely the better place to be. And there's always, you know, it's good to get us started here on creationlightship.com. It's the only place where you can get healings that are permanent from source energy itself. There's nowhere else. Nothing else like it. What Ron offers is a chance for us here on the planet to reclaim our spiritual identity. And that's what he's really talking about when he says peace. So, Ron, you did mention earlier in the program about another clearing you have called the natal barcode removal. You mentioned this when you cleared, you mentioned some emotional days that are coming up in the month of May. I think you said Mother's Day and Memorial Day. Those are rather heavy, heavily emotionally laden days, days that we, in the United States, in the States here, where we think about either the dead or the living, or there's a lot of emotion attached to that. And so kind of coinciding with that education clearing and the IQ clearing Ron has, IQ cording, is a natal barcode removal clearing, which can help with relieving the heavy energy of the two occasions that are coming up on the calendar, as well as many other things. So, Ron, over to you to explain a little bit about how that natal barcode removes the energies.
So the natal barcode works with numbers, your age, your addresses that you lived in, phone numbers, maybe license plates. So, you know, whatever is your ID, the people ID you with, in a sense. So that's how the aliens connect with you, because they have to have some way to identify you.
How about
so,
for, like, occasions?
Yeah, at occasions, too, yeah. So whatever you're dealing with, you can clear that. So, you know, if you're worried about, say, Thanksgiving of this year or Christmas or whatever, maybe somebody, better animal or a living person that's no longer here, and you start thinking about it and you go, oh, no, I'm going to regret that day. Well, you can clear that day and the energies from the beyond that would normally be there to cause you harm, to put you into that emotional roller coaster, typically of sadness, you can get rid of it. And so remember, they're controlling you through the planets and the stars. That's why you have a natal chart and solid astrology. So right away you know that something outside of yourself is controlling you. And that's why we put it up, to get rid of that influence so you can have a better life. All we're giving you is a way to have hope, okay? So if you look at what we're doing for you on the website, we're giving you peace. And when you have peace, then you have hope. Otherwise, once you start realizing what's happening to you here, and you go, wow, you know, no wonder why my life is so rough, because I have all the thoughts of my ancestors, I didn't know who they were, and that's in this lifetime now, and I'm living their life. And I got all this karma from people from the past, and you can go on and on and on. So this is the way you can discharge the alien control on you with that natal chart clearing and the way they track you. And that's why you can put different your name in and different names. Maybe you like a certain brand of cars, and they can connect you with that. So whatever you can think of, you put in there, and it'll help clear the energy. And that's what it's for. So that's a natal chart clearing. And to go further with that, you may want to do the planet star, I think, vortex clearing also. And that can help you. And just think of that little song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Song, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are. Okay? Remember, little nursery rhyme there, you know, managed to leak through the darkness. So why? I guess the alien slipped.
Ron, maybe that's why Brahms wrote the lullaby.
yeah. So anyway, that's kind of what it's all about, is to give you hope. And when you have peace, then you have hope, then you can change your life. Otherwise, you realize how bad it is here, and you have nothing you can do to help yourself. The website is full of help for everybody. And by all means, do those alien free clearings, especially the one that deals with the Earth, the new one that we just put up there. When you go to the left side of the website, I think the second drop-down box down, it'll say free sample clearings. Use the drop-down box. I think there's about a dozen clearings there. And we have the environmental imbalance clearing. So if you see something goofy going on in your town or in the weather or something, and it's affecting you or affecting others around you, then just put that on. Normally, it'll clear the area where you are, unless you specify a different area. But you can't put the whole earth in, okay? I'm not here to do that. I'm just here to help people. So normally, it's around your house where there's a problem. Maybe all of a sudden, since we're coming into summertime, and all of a sudden you hear about a fire that's happening 20 miles from your house, and you're really concerned, well, that's environmental. So you can use it for that. So that's another thing that you could do to help out. And people bring in these awful energies, too. I'll just give you a for instance here. There's a town called Weed, California, and I think about half the town got burned down after they had a Palladian type of conference either in that town or in Mount Shasta. So they were here the weekend prior to that, and the clouds got all goofy looking, and then which means they brought in the alien energies. They're trying to do something with pyramids of the Palladians or something. But anyway, a day or two after that, you know, naturally the aliens are here, and they use somebody, I believe, to start a fire, and the whole about half the town burned down. So that's how strong the aliens are, and you have to have somebody to bring them in. So these people that came to do that special event here did that. And the clouds were very goofy when they were here. You know, goofy means, you know, a lot of the ship clouds are here, you know, and people bring them in. So, you know, don't go to those events where they're dealing with alien technologies or whatever. So anyway, that's what happened here. So I'm just trying to give you a little heads up of what can happen. Beyond your control, not even knowing what you're doing. Remember, curiosity killed the cat, and this time it burned half the town down. So anyway, back to you, Kathy. I guess we can go to the light ship now. We're getting near the end here. So we're going to have our birthday party, and this only works live when you're listening to the program on Saturdays. If you are on an archive and you go, wow, I wish I can go to the light ship, and you know, you're not going to be able to go, but you're going to feel the peace energy. So get on one of the Saturday calls that's live as you're on it, and you can go. So here we go, everybody. Think of one issue you'd like to have clearings for, and I'll have Kathy maybe read off some of the requests that we may have coming in for rooms. And here we go. So we're going to go up, and I'll count to five, and you're going to be out of time. You're not going to disappear. But you're going to be out of time, and you're going to feel your body probably get very, very relaxed. And you want to request one healing for each room that we go into. We'll probably go into maybe about 10 rooms before we come back. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're on the light ship right now. This is source energy. If we were in the time of Jesus 2,000 years ago, it would be called Father. So that's what the light ship would be. Remember, it changes throughout time. The names of different things. So here we go. Going into the first room, this will be the hot tub room for special detoxification. And here we go. Bring the energy to you so you can actually sample it here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're going to go into the quarantine room. And this is where they take out alien critters. So we do this on our Sunday calls. We'll be on that a week from tomorrow on our 8-hour call. But when you go in there and you get rid of some of the octopus energies that are wrapped around your neck here, these are the tentacles. So first tentacle released, second released, third released, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, and eight. And release the body from around your neck that's choking you. One, two, three, four, and five. Release some of the poisons and toxins. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's get rid of waste products and dead carcasses. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll get it into another room, which is a little lighter. And we'll go into the room with the deer. So here we go. Here they come. Request your one healing. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. So back to you, Kathy.
Another one for floating magnets.
Okay, the floating magnets are for pain release. They help out a lot. So you may start to feel magnets forming around you right now. Some are small, maybe half-inch diameter, and some go to about maybe 10 inches. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we do have people who maybe like to put their hand on the location in their body or on their body where they're having a problem. I guess it won't go into your body. It's probably on your body. So anyway, here we go. So release more pain. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, next room.
Centrifuge, please.
Centrifuge. This is where if you have a stubborn situation going on, we can normally help you out that way. So here we go. So the room is spinning, and as you are having your one thought of your condition, you may, if you're sensitive, see the energy leave you like a little cloud, and the room is spinning silver, and you're going to see that cloud be attached to the wall that's spinning. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, next room, please.
Green mud detox.
Oh, the green mud detox room. Okay, here we go, everybody. So here we go. You might start to feel the mud on your skin, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
The crystals, geodes room.
Okay, crystal geode room. Here we go. So you have a choice of what type of crystal you want to have. Some people like the quartz. Some like maybe amethyst, citrine, whatever you would like. So here we go. This is your choice. So just request the crystal energy from the geode. There's thousands of geodes, crystals in the geode. So each one is conscious and can help you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do two more rooms and we'll go into the food court.
Penthouse.
Oh, the penthouse. Okay, here we go. Going to the penthouse. And so this is where normally the females will work with us, and they'll start to do a little sample facial. So here we go. Probably have maybe a five-minute facial here. You feel your cheeks getting warm or hot. Maybe your cheeks are being sucked in right now. Maybe your saliva is changing. That's because they're working with you. So here we go. So I'll bring the energy to us here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. How about one more room?
The giant bumblebees.
Oh, great. Here we go, bumblebee room. Here they come. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll go into the food court. So anybody who has a birthday this month in May, we're going to celebrate that. And the food court is sort of like what you'd have at a shopping mall in a sense. There are light beings that do physically eat food. A lot of them just work on energetics, so they don't have food at all. But the ones that do, they're set up now, and they're all with us, and we can go to the food court and request our special dessert. If you don't like desserts, you probably want to have it, but if you don't, you can get like maybe some type of energetic juice drink or maybe even some type of soup or something or salad. But for myself, I like to get the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and the hot fudge and, you know, the cherries and, you know, everything else on it, whipped cream. And it's the size of a pencil eraser. So here we go. And you can ask for seconds. So here we go. You're selecting what you'd like to have. It's all very nourishing. And it's going on to your finger. Now it's going underneath your tongue. And you might find your saliva changing again. And if you want to ask for seconds, you can. And the light beings are now singing, along with us group up there, we're singing happy birthday to everybody. So light being choir, we'll say, is coming to help us out here. And they're singing happy birthday. So we can get seconds and thirds. And looks like we're done with that. So I'll go into one other room here. We'll go into the room that has the polar bear energy. And these are the brown polar bears. Normally think of them as white, but these are brown. So here we go. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll come back from the light ship now. So we're collecting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, maybe even your house if you brought that up. And here we go, coming down, and I'll count from 5 to 1. You're going to feel the energy get disconnected from you, and you're going to be back on the timeline of the aliens, but you're going to be probably at 0 point on that timeline. So it's just not moving for you because you're not on other timelines. The source energy, you're completely off of timelines. You're in the now timeline, if you wanted to kind of use the word timelines, but it's source energy in the now. So here we go, coming back. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Kathy, I guess we got about maybe 15 more minutes, so I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thanks. And can we take some comments now? You've got some that listeners sent in who had attended the expo you were at recently in San Mateo. This listener writes that the healings from Ron and also from spending time in the light infusion chamber was fantastic. I arrived at the expo with pain in my body, and at the end of the expo, I felt great and was more centered. It was amazing to see Ron in action in person. I think everyone should attend the expo if they can. It was the best mini trip ever. And she thanks you.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, so nice to hear the feedback when people go into the light infusion chamber, which is present at Ron's booth. And it's quite nice to get kind of clear and cleaned off, kind of rebooted in a way. And I did want to mention, a listener remind me that you have a radio program, Ron, that addresses some of the topics we talked about tonight regarding mind control programs, implants from aliens, and barcodes that control our lives and prevent us from being who we really are. And the program is on, Ron's has a tremendous amount of radio archives. And on his website, creationlightship.com, he's made them all available to us for free. And there are two icon buttons on the far right side. One says BBS Radio, lots of archives there, probably over 1,000 by now. And then there's one next to it called CTR Radio, where Ron did specific topics. And that's what this person's referring to. On CTR Radio, there's a lot of specific information just on the barcodes, implants, and mind control programs. It's program number 9 on CTR Radio Archive. And it will help to give a lot more detail of what Ron was referring to. And he really elaborates and discusses the nail barcode removal clearing and quite a few others about and implants and explains what that's about. For the benefit of people who are new and also who would like to refresh their memory as to what's going on with us on the planet and why Ron is doing these healings in the first place. And really it's to so we can get back to who we really are without all this other stuff controlling us. So another comment that came in, Ron, one person wanted to express their I guess they're just very pleased to have the timeline crashes. Another online healing Ron has. They are timeline crashing political legislators trying to control things in a disadvantageous way for the country. they're trying to stop this person from, or the legislators from, I don't know, I guess they don't say it's particularly what, but they're using the timeline crash healing for to help prevent destruction. So they're using Creation Lightship not just for their own selves, but what's so nice about the timeline crashes is that everyone who's on those timeline crashes gets taken off, and the aliens get terminated who were controlling the timeline. So it's a very positive thing to do, especially if you've got the intention of doing some global healing yourself on. That's a good way to help save our planet. Timeline crashes, they do a lot of good. They're far, far reaching. And, of course, I guess this person is doing quite a few of them to make a difference, because they're finding good results. So thank you for sharing, and for everybody for writing in comments to Ron about how you're using the wonderful online clearings. Another person used a nail barcode removal clearing to clear their name. They were inspired by someone else seeing how they've gotten on with their life after using the clearings, and are happy being, you know, a little bit more self-empowered and isolated. And so anyway, they had spirit names, and so they just thought, maybe I'll just not really connect with too many names since they've been around for 42,000 years, they said. That would be a lot of names to clear, wouldn't it? So they say, I don't want to connect with any of those timelines.
that's true, yeah. In fact, what I would ask, if anybody, on my Sunday lecture, I took out cameras out of people's eyes. We had a full house, I would say 100 people probably, at that lecture. So if anybody's listening and you have a benefit now from being there, and we also took out the microphones out of people's ears. So if anybody was at the Sunday lecture and you have improvements, just why don't you send us over a little testimonial. We can read it on the air there. So back to you.
Okay, so please send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. or to the CLS chat connection site. And Ron, someone's made a tutorial to help new beginners with their computer. Would you like to describe that?
Maybe you could do that, because I don't have.
Oh, sure. Well, I'd be happy to. Okay, announcement. Ron has asked one of the listeners who is really great at making PowerPoint presentations to do a couple of tutorials, and they did. One was on timeline crashing, and the other one was on natal barcode removal. And they're fantastic for learning how to really use those clearings, especially if you're new. And so another request came up, which was some tips on how to get started using the clearings. In other words, how to get your computer set up properly. Lots of times our computers, whether it's a laptop or a regular PC or Mac or whatever, they can go into hibernation, and you might be in the middle of a 600-minute clearing and not know that it went blank, that the light being has to be up, and then it went off. So this listener kindly took the time to make this their tutorial. He's got on there a lot of information about how to really use your computer to maximize the potential of the clearings. So it's very good to have that. It's very basic. So if you're not a beginner, you know, I'm just it's good to know about it. You can point other beginners to that tutorial. But you won't need it if you're a beginner, of course. If you're not a beginner, I mean. Now, where you can find the tutorial is on the CLS Chat Connection site under the tab for clearings. And I don't know if it's there yet. I don't think so. But our moderator is really great about putting them up. So this just all came to Ron's attention, and he quickly wanted to make it available to listeners, because he knows some people are waiting for this tutorial. So you can go to CLS Chat Connection and look under the tab for clearings, and that beginner tutorial will be there soon if it's not there now. So, and do check back to that page, because there's also tips and topics, reminders, and other remarkable topics that are listed in the CLS Chat Connection welcome page. So there's plenty of places to find information, especially if you're a little bit curious about who or what Ron is and what he's doing here and how it's going to help you. And it's all there available for you. Just go get started on the website and then go over to the CLS Chat Connection site for specific information and those fantastic tutorials. So any comments about anything so far, Ron? Did you want to do any other healings?
Yeah, I want to do a clearing here. I want to do a clearing for hope for people, because sometimes, you know, like in my lectures and things, we talk about how bad it is, which is your reality, you know. And some people don't quite understand what we're doing, okay? So they may just think, oh, geez, you know, it's pretty bad. But, you know, if they don't do the clearings, yeah, this is where you live. And you are, and it is bad. So this is probably the only website that's available out there with Source Energy. I know it's the only one out with Source Energy that's going to actually help you. All the rest will be mind energy, and you don't want to get into that. But because you're already, that's why you're still here. You took mind energy as the truth. So here we go. In each lifetime that your ancestors lived, and now you're here, and you did the same thing, because you didn't ascend 2,000 years ago. So that's the only reason why you're here, is because you missed the boat. But anyway, let's kind of do a hope clearing. So some of you may have questions, don't know what to do. Maybe you're aggravated or something, or you feel hopeless. So here we go. Let's do a hope clearing. So think of what you need in your life so we can balance you out so you feel a little better. So normally, you might want to look at it as, instead of a hope clearing, what's the opposite of that to you, you know? Because we will give you hope and give you balanced energy at the end when I do this clearing. So here we go. You got to think of something that you're probably going to see it as lack of hope because you've been under the spell of the aliens for so long. So here we go. So some type of hope clearing. And I'll start changing the energy right now for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's getting heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm going to do a clearing for everybody. Remember when you were in the womb and it was nice and comfortable and the right temperature and everything else for you, and then you popped out and you probably thought, why am I here? And then the doctor spanked you and poked you with pins and needles and different things, and maybe they gave you some shots, and you're going, oh, man, you know, this isn't too good. So I'll do a clearing for that. And remember, if you can remember that or you have a situation, you could be having this awful remembrance of how nice it was and how bad it is now. And that can change and affect your whole life. And until you have a clearing for that, you know, you're not going to really make it well here, because you already have all this, you know, the deck of cards is stacked against you as you saw that. And that's all you can really think about, because you were in peace energy. So here we go. So as you popped out, and maybe the first 5 minutes of your life here, you were completely traumatized, all the drama here, we'll do a clearing for that, and we'll just see how you feel. So this kind of goes along with the hope clearing, too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke, everybody. So, I guess we could probably end the program here.
Ron, would you like to announce about the upcoming physical body rejuvenation intensive?
Sure, that'll be starting the week from today. There'll be the 4-hour call, and we do water charging for the whole week coming up during that week. And then Sunday is our 8-hour call, so the times would be 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern on Saturday. And then Sunday it starts at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific, and that's 1 o'clock Eastern. So you can go on the website and sign up for that. And, you know, you can also, you know, go in there and do all the calls, too, and you get everything for the month. So we have two different ways you can do that. And we do have calls that are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday. We do conference calls.
Yes.
So we do energetic cording. Then we do some light ship healing with the water charging on Wednesdays. So the first one is Tuesday, which is the cording. And then Thursday we get rid of the aliens that are attaching to you. The replicas causing you problems. So it's sort of like a timeline crash, but it's a little different, but it can have a very similar effect and result when you're done with that. Normally people come on that who have a physical condition, and they want to get the replicas of them that keeps bringing that energy to you on a timeline, and you don't want to be on it any longer. So you get rid of all the alien replicas, and all of a sudden you might get well. And then Friday we do entities. These are all at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, or Pacific Time, I should say, and that's 8:30 Eastern. And entities are a big one. You know, entities, you know, if you're going to want to do clearings, you want to do the emotional, the mental, possibly fear, because a lot of people are in fear. And entities. Entities is one of those things that... you know, have, you know, creep into everybody. So that's what we recommend. And then, like we mentioned, I think one of the shows here, you know, you want to do the magnetic twisted body clearing off and on, maybe once a month or for every 2 months at least. And you may want to just get that special clearing for the body jump start and get a lot of clearings on that to do that one clearing. You're benefiting yourself a lot more. And if you're kind of listening, you don't know what to do with your life, and you're stuck or don't know, then do the seven karma clearing. So I'll just sign off here. So thank you, Kathy, and our background support back there, and which helping us out a lot in BBS. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you for listening. Bye, Kathy. Bye, everyone.